This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
It's a looming nightmare for every parent of identical twin babies, getting them mixed up. What happens if you don't know who's who? What can you do to make sure that you or your family members never get them confused? Joining us today is our panel of twin parents who are here to talk about strategies for telling your identicals apart. This is Twin Talks.
The ultrasound shows your babies to be healthy.
What? Did you say babies? You're huge. Are you having twins?
Are they natural?
Which one do you like better?
Twins, huh? My neighbor's cousin's brother's uncle's a twin.
So can they read each other's minds?
How do you tell them apart?
Twins? You got a two for one.
Do twins run in your family?
Double trouble.
You're not having any more, are you?
At least you're not octomom.
If you're pregnant with twins or you're an experienced twin parent, odds are you've heard it all before. Now it's time to hear from the experts. This is Twin Talks, parenting times two. Welcome to Twin Talks, broadcasting from the Birth Education Center of San Diego. Twin Talks is your weekly online, on-the-go support group for expecting and new parents of twins. I'm your host, Christine Stewart Fitzgerald. Have you heard about the Twin Talks Club? Our members get bonus content after each new show, plus special giveaways and discounts. Subscribe to our monthly Twin Talks newsletter and learn about the latest episodes available. And another way for you to stay connected is by downloading our free Twin Talks app. It's available for most smartphones. So before we get started, let's go around here in our studio and on the phone and introduce our panelists. So let's see, on the phone, we have Mandy with us today. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about your family.
Hi, I'm Mandy. We are out of St. Pete, Florida. My husband and I have been married for about 5 years now, and we have two-year-old twin girls, Zoe and Riley.
Oh, all right. I love those names. And here in our studio, we have Sunny.
All right. Hi, everybody. I'm Sunny. I'm the owner of New Mommy Media, which produces Twin Talks, Parent Savers, Preggy Pals, and The Boob Group. Our family, we have four children, and my oldest is four, and then my middle guy is two, and then I have identical twin girls, Ainsley and Addison, who are 8 months old.
I'm Shelly. I'm the producer here at Twin Talks. I have identical twin boys, Grayson and Sawyer, who just turned two, and I'm expecting a singleton in August. I wanted to let you guys know at home about our virtual panelist program. So if you can't make it into the studio or by phone, you can still participate in the conversation by using the hashtag TwinTalksVP on our Facebook or Twitter page.
All right. And I'm your host, Christine Stewart Fitzgerald. My girls are almost five, and they are very much identical. Everyone seems to get them confused. And I can say my parents got them confused for like their first year of life, and my dad still does. And then I do have a singleton girl who is almost two. And even though she looks like her sister, she could not be any more different personality-wise. Yeah. So there's no getting her mixed up.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
All right, we have a special segment today called We're Expecting What? And this is where we share some of your funny stories of when you found out you were pregnant with twins and funny things that happened maybe shortly thereafter. And this comes from Rebecca. And Rebecca writes, at 8 weeks, I found out that I was pregnant with twins. I was so excited. I brought the ultrasound pictures home to show my husband and kids. I told my kids that the twins are very tiny and they look like two little eggs. My daughter looked at me and said, Mommy, you're a chicken now. All right. Well, thank you so much, Rebecca, for sending this in. If you guys have a funny story that you want to share about when you first found out you were pregnant with twins, please send it to us. You can send it to us through our website or call our voicemail at 619-866-4775.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Well, today's topic is strategies for telling your identicals apart. Now, today we're chatting with our twin parent panelists about how to tell your twins apart and keep it that way. Well, thanks for joining us. Okay, when your twins were first born, could you actually tell them apart?
No. I didn't really try, though. I just got it in my head that I wasn't going to be able to do it. And I think I was, you know, I had a C-section, so I was recovering, and I was more focused on my milk coming in. That was the only thing I could think of. Milk, 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 milk. Like, willing my body to make milk. So I just, you know, I knew that they were very similar in weight, and when I kind of looked at them, they looked the same, and I just thought, you know, they're going to change so much in the first year of life that I just really didn't try in the beginning.
So you knew the hospital was going to have, you know, put their little caps on and their, you know, wristbands, and you're just like, hey, that works for now.
Yeah, I was more upset about, my perinatologist told me at one point that sometimes they do mix it up, like the whole time you're pregnant, you're like, okay, this is baby A and this is baby B when you go to your appointments. And I was told that sometimes they can mix it up when they're delivered, so your baby A is actually baby B or whatever. And I was more upset about that, which is ridiculous, right? Because I hadn't, you know.
Right.
It's just in your head, you feel like, oh, you're bonding with baby A and that comes out. So I was more concerned about that. Once they were out and they put the wristbands on them, like, you know, right after they were born, I was like, okay, they've labeled them. I'll figure it out later.
Yeah.
I wasn't concerned about it.
How about Mandy? How about for you?
See, I actually had the opposite thing of my girls were extremely easy to tell apart when they were first born, because Riley, who was my twin B, she was growth restricted. So she was almost 2 pounds smaller than Zoe when they were born.
Mm-hmm.
So Zoe was obviously very, very much bigger than Riley. And it actually has taken them almost, it was finally their 18-month appointment that they were both equal in weight and height, finally.
Wow.
So they've always been easy to tell apart just by their sheer size difference.
Okay, interesting. So you didn't have to, definitely didn't have to worry about it. It's like, okay, here's the smaller one, here's the bigger one. We got that figured out.
Yeah. Now, however, they look virtually indistinguishable. They're very hard to tell apart now.
Well, so do you find yourself having more trouble now?
I have to be sure I see them face on most of the time. To see their facial expressions, because they have such different facial expressions and mannerisms now that they're older, that once I see them, they're obviously it's Zoe or Riley, but just to see them from the back or at a quick glance, it's very hard to tell at this point.
Right. Oh, no, I hear you.
We had a totally different experience than both of you, because Sunny knew she was going to have identical twins and not tell them apart. And then Mandy, I remember yours were so different. I thought I was having fraternal twins because I had diamniotic, dichorionic. So the odds of them being identical, I thought, were small. And then they came out the exact same size. I mean, they were within a couple ounces of each other. So here I am expecting fraternal twin boys, and then somebody shows up with two infants exactly the same size who look and then people didn't believe me. They were like, well, what are the odds that they're identical anyway? And I was like, are you looking at the same children I'm looking at? I mean, these are remarkably similar. So it was, you know, I've always been really good at telling twins apart in general. So like, if you could give me both of my twins at the same exact time face on, I can always tell them apart. I never had to question. But in the middle of the night, from across the room, half asleep, my husband, et cetera, those were challenges. So we left the hospital bracelets on as long as we could, and then we painted a toenail.
Yeah. Now, you know, I have to say, my experience is similar to Shelley's in that I was told, I remember at my first checkup, my OB told me that, yep, there looks like they're fraternal because there's a really good separation in the sacks. So I'm like, okay, sounds good. So the whole time I'm expecting fraternal girls, and, you know, then they're born, and I thought, well, okay, you know, they look alike, and they measured, you know, within ounces of each other, and said, well, but yeah, they look alike. And so I joined local twins club, and some of my friends there said, no, they're not fraternal. I said, really? Okay. You know, but I mean, come on, they can look, they're siblings, right?
Yeah.
And so then I was convinced they were fraternal until we got the DNA test. And I was, I guess, the last to know. But it was it's interesting because I find that, you know, the fact that I really, truly thought of them as being fraternal, I saw the differences. And so, yeah, I noticed that, you know, one of them has a wider face and more rounder eyes and fuller lips than the other one. And I just keyed in on that from the very beginning because I thought, well, they're just fraternal and whatnot. And they did. Now, the one, you know, cheat thing is that one of them had a little birthmark, the little strawberry mark on her, you know, belly. So that was always sort of our go-to thing if we were really, you know, confused. But so, yeah, I guess I wasn't really worried about that either as much. So
yeah.
I guess for Sunny, did you look for the facial features and, you know, birthmarks or, you know, and Shelly too? What was it when you were looking at them, you know, that you were keying into for noticing these kind of subtle differences?
Well, I couldn't really tell them apart. I mean, I was looking for anything. I really just couldn't tell them apart. I pretty much had a panic attack anytime I thought about taking off those hospital ID bracelets. But at the same time, they were preemies. You know, they were born at 35 weeks. But they were about 5.5 pounds, both of them. So they weren't super small. But anyways, I didn't want the harsh little bracelets on them for really long. It would hurt. Yeah. So I can't remember how old they were. Maybe after a couple weeks or something, once we were home, my mom and I had this grandiose idea, and it worked for a while, of taking off the hospital bracelets, but then assigning each girl like a color, and we did ribbons on their wrists, because I thought, well, that'd be softer and it's pretty, and we tie a little bow or whatever. And so that kind of worked for us for a while, until they got a little bit older, and then the ribbons kind of got a little gross, and you have to change out the ribbons. I'm like, well, maybe they should be elastic, or maybe they should be this, and we're trying to do this whole ribbon thing. And so in the meantime, I'm just trying to figure out, well, I wouldn't need the ribbons if I could just figure out what my kids look like. But I mean, it was I felt inferior because of it, because I was like, I was asking other twin moms, I'm like, well, when were you able to tell your twins apart? Because I can't figure this out. My mom could tell my twins apart before I could.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. So so you felt a little bit guilty almost?
I felt very guilty. Like, I mean, I didn't know I was pregnant with twins. You know, I had to have a doctor tell me that at 11 weeks. I feel like I should have had some mommy intuition about that. Then my kids come out. I can't tell them apart. My husband can't tell them apart. I had a moment where, you know, the bracelets, not the hospital bracelets, but the ribbons I had on them fell off. And I had two babies, and for 2 days I didn't know who was who.
Oh my gosh.
And the only reason I figured out it was who is because we had just had an appointment where they were weighed. So I knew one, and one had always been just a couple ounces different than the other, weighed more, even in utero. And so the only reason I could tell is that at the next appointment, which was only a few days later, you know, she still weighed more. And now I can tell them apart. It's okay. Everything's fine now. But like, I don't know. I just couldn't. I was looking for any feature and nothing.
You know, I wonder, I mean, is that kind of a common thread? I mean, as a mom, I mean, I think people probably just expect us to know, you know, it's the mommy, the instinct. And if we don't, I mean, a lot of moms feeling like, oh my gosh, this is some form of inadequacy. I mean, I'm supposed to know this. I think probably we do get too much pressure from other people.
Yeah, I know. Well, I really didn't know. And I really thought something was wrong. I thought I should have that mommy intuition. I didn't.
I don't think it's really mommy intuition. I think some people are just good. I mean, more like better at recognizing the differences. I mean, like, I've always been good at telling identical twins apart before I even had them. It's just like I stop and look and can recognize I'm really good with facial differences. And then there's some people who can't.
Are you really good with those puzzles? Like what's different in this one?
I am phenomenal at those kinds of puzzles. Yeah. It's just, I think some people just have a talent for it. It's not an intuition thing at all. I think it's just either you can or it's hard.
But then as a mom, you feel bad because it's like, it's your child. How could you not know which child is which?
I don't know. Then, you know, Christine's always talking about how her girls had different features. Uh-huh. And mine really do not have different. I mean, I'm not kidding. They don't have, no one's lips are different. No one's noses are different. I try to explain to people, like, there's nothing. There is absolutely nothing different. No one has longer hair. No one's hair is curlier. They are absolutely identical.
So you said you painted a toenail.
Yeah.
Even for boys,
You painted a toenail. Yeah, one blue and one green. And we color-coded them. And that was more for family than for us. So, like I said, some people aren't good at telling twins apart, and especially people who don't see them often. So we put Grayson in green and Sawyer in blue. Whenever we were going to play dates or to see family, because I figured it was more fair so that other people could be able to tell who was who without having to ask me all the time. It's part of my, like, helping family understand that they're separate people with separate identities. Mm-hmm. So, and the people in my playgroup definitely thanked me. I think that they still can't tell them apart, lots of people. Yeah. I'm not joking. I mean...
Now, did you decide the color coding before they were born, or what point did you come up with that?
Yeah, we did. Like Grayson Green, they have the same.
I was gonna say, sound. Is it a G? Is it a G?
It made
thing?
It sound easier.
Yeah, and it sounds like, I mean, and Mandy. So for the first 18 months, you really didn't have to worry about, you know, the color coding or bracelets or anything like that.
Yeah, because it was, you know, for the first 18 months. Riley was generally, she was a full size or two smaller in clothing than Zoe. She was significantly smaller. And then she just hit a big growth spurt and caught up.
Mm-hmm.
But they have very, very different mannerisms, facial expressions that even strangers now, they notice that they behave so differently.
Wow.
And they react so differently to different things.
Now, I was just thinking about some other ways of sort of, you know, marking or color coding, you know, the babies. And I think, Sunny, now you got your girls' ears pierced, right?
Yeah. So when they were 5 months old, I think it was. And honestly, that was the best thing I had ever. I was going to get their ears pierced anyways. My mom had my ears pierced when I was 4 months old, and so I felt like I was born with my ears pierced, and so I knew I was going to do that for the girls anyways. But my mom actually suggested it when we did, as a way, like you guys were talking about, a way for other people, not just us, but other people to be able to tell them apart. Best decision I ever made. Now my husband can look at our children with definity and know and call them by their name. And I know that sounds silly, but like he really can't tell. And this is someone, honestly, he's really trained for his job to be able to tell the difference between stuff. He just...
So do they have different colored earrings?
Yes. So same style. It's kind of like, you know, what we talk about doing with clothing sometimes. It's the same style. So they both have flowers right now, but one has a blue flower and one has a pink flower. And so I don't know if we're going to always keep it like that. Like we're talking now to switch from rhinestones and pearls. So one will have pearls and one will have rhinestones. So, but it's been awesome. And now complete strangers can look at my kids and call them by their name, which they don't know. I mean, they're just now starting to kind of know their name. But I don't know if you guys run into this, but I have some friends that have twins that are older. And because I don't spend enough time with their children, I can't tell their twins apart. Right. And as a result, they get a lot of, hey, you, and hi, you.
Yeah.
And I really wish that there was an easy way. And so I feel like, because I've experienced that personally, I feel like this is my way of, you know, allowing other people to say with confidence that they know who my kids are.
Mm-hmm. I think it does help a lot just to help other people feel more comfortable, mm-hmm. you know, around them as babies and sort of get them into that habit of treating them as individuals. And I think, these little cues can help train the adults, really.
Yeah, it is.
You know, now I've also heard there's some families, if they're not doing earrings, but it's sort of the color code theme, but they might do like caps. You know, the babies wear the little...
you know, caps to keep their heads warm. Mm-hmm. And maybe they do like the different color or instead of just baby A, baby B, but they do it with them like the embroidery with their initials on it.
Yeah.
Of course, it doesn't work if you have.
If you take the hat off.
Or to say A and A.
Oh, yeah. For my girls.
For your girls.
Well, they have different middle names.
Yeah. But or you could spell out like the whole name on the cap.
But you know, you really don't want kids' names. I mean, when they're babies, sure. But for safety reasons, you don't want your kid's name on their shirt because then a stranger could call them by name and they would think it was somebody that they knew. I mean, because we thought, like, gosh, wouldn't that be easy if we could just label all their shirts? But someone pointed out, like, you don't want names on backpacks or T-shirts if they're going to be out in public. Mm-hmm. It's hard for us now because they like to wear the same outfit. If somebody has something cool on, then they want to wear it too. Mm-hmm. Like, they've got their favorite clothes. And, I mean, sometimes it's fun to dress them the same. And so in those cases, I'm just like, look, they picked their outfits, okay? Like, it's not my fault you can't tell them apart.
Yeah. But I think, I mean, for babies, I mean, we're talking about, you know, for the time being, for babies, it's still kind of a cute. And, you know, I think you're probably not taking your kids out too much in public. I mean, their probably exposure is more just the families.
No,
right?
For, I mean, little, you know, little kids. For newborns.
Yeah. So, and I think monograms, you know, and I think it's a great idea to, you know, maybe find a local embroidery shop to just put the little letters on the caps or the shirts or even, you know, maybe bibs. I know some of the kids, you know, especially when they're teething, there's a lot of the slobbering going on. So they, I mean, I know a lot of kids just, they have to wear a bib like all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe you just get the bibs embroidered and they wear the bibs.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some strategies that you can use to help other teachers and caregivers identify your preschoolers and school-age kids.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, and today we're talking with our expert panelists about strategies for telling your identicals apart. And we were just talking earlier about babies, newborns. Now, how about for really more preschoolers and school-age kids? I mean, it's now, you know, it's not just educating your family, but now we have to think about, you know, kids that are moving around. I know, Shelley, you brought up some maybe more safety concerns. But what are some ideas that you have for helping distinguish the bigger kids?
I've talked about going back to color coding them when they're in school and just telling them, like, these are your school clothes and you can wear what you want when you get
home. You have a uniform now.
You're wearing green every day to school and you're wearing blue. Or, like, maybe embroidering, getting letters, you know, because they do have different initials, so that would work. Or also like those little string bracelets, the ones that are kind of like woven, so it's not like a girly bracelet for the boys, but, you know, just different colors, because then it would be pretty noticeable, like, oh, there's his green bracelet, that's his blue bracelet or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It's harder to do the boy thing. I give you guys props that have boys, because there's a lot more accessorizing you can do with the girls, and the boys are a little tougher.
Mandy, what do? Do you just dress them differently, or?
The girls pretty much pick out their own clothes within reason for weather appropriateness. We're going to have to go with some sort of an accessorizing route, because around here, even a lot of the public schools are all uniformed.
Oh, boy.
So we won't have much choice but to send two identical girls to school in identical clothes.
Well, you know what? I went to a private school growing up, and every school's different, right? But so we had, like, our basic, like, uniform we had to wear, but you could still, like, wear a different kind of color blouse underneath it, or, you know, different colored socks or something. So you may have to do it that way.
I think it is really just so much easier with girls.
It is.
It is.
A friend of mine, she teaches kindergarten. She had girls who one would always have, like, one ponytail and the other one had pigtails, just always.
Oh, really?
And so, one would have one braid and the other one would have two braids, just so you knew, like, there's only one thing in her hair, it's this girl, if there's two in her hair. And I really don't have that option. I mean, I technically do. But I think we already have enough social concerns about them being identical. I don't want to force them to wear pigtails to school.
Well, now I have to say, now speaking of hair, okay, I don't know. Do you guys recall, this is a couple years ago. This was a story that made its way around the news. There was a mom in China who had identical quad boys.
Oh, my gosh.
And so she said she could not tell them apart. So what she did, and you may have seen the picture if you Google it. So she ended up shaving numbers into their head. So their hair, there's a picture of the top of their hair. There's a one, there's a two, there's a three, and a four.
I mean, oh my god!
And they're all lined up.
Oh. Well, then she'd have to like keep doing it, right? Because hair grows back.
Yeah. So that is their haircut. I mean, going forward.
You know, especially when we go to amusement parks, anywhere where there's a lot of people, I purposely dress them the same because it draws more attention. And then if one of them goes missing, I can just say I'm missing one just like this.
Yes.
This is what he was wearing today. Can you look for him? You know, that was a tip. I mean, my mom did that with us and we weren't even twins. One thing I found was really helpful for me as a parent is if you sit down and write about one of your kids. Like, I don't know if you want to like blog or just for yourself in a journal, but try to write like a whole paragraph without talking about the other one. So like treat them as though they were an individual and describe like what they like and what they do and how they act without saying more quiet, less quiet, more verbal, taller. Like yes, if you just try to write, like describe them and then do the same for the other one, it'll kind of give you a little more insight into preferences, because I struggle, like I said, my boys are very similar. And so a lot of times I feel like I'm just kind of treating them the same because there's not a noticeable difference. And so I kind of try to challenge myself to notice like, well, which one does like those shoes better? Well, which one is playing with this toy more? Because you don't want to say, here's my quiet one and here's my loud one. But it's also kind of awkward to say, well, actually, they're the same, so I can't tell
you.
So
good luck.
Yeah, good luck. You know?
Yeah. How about photographs? Okay, when you look at photos from, you know, baby period to present day, how do you tell them apart in the photographs? And maybe, Mandy, this doesn't apply quite as much for you, but...
you know, it's funny. When I look back at the newborn photos of my girls, now I can tell who is who.
Really?
Yeah. I had no idea then, but now I can look back. And for the most part, and again, they were about the same weight and everything, but now I can kind of see, because they're still, I mean, they're only 8 months now. So, I mean, obviously they look different than from when they were born, but it's still very similar, you know? And so now I can usually pick them out of a photo now. But I've had a lot of people ask me, especially, you know, people who are helping me like put this, you know, put them in the stroller or put them in the car. They'll say, oh, does one go in a certain area? And I'm like, no. I'm like, just put them in the car.
Does
like,
anybody do that? That would drive me insane.
I know. Yeah.
Having
I don't,
to put them in the same car seat or the same stroller seat every
well,
time?
Well, the one thing that I thought would be helpful is if car-wise, if you put one on the same spot in the car, if one's crying, then you kind of like, no, okay, yeah, she didn't eat this morning or whatever, you know. So it might be helpful for you as a parent, mm-hmm. because if someone's just crying in the back, I usually have no idea who it is.
Right.
I'm just like, okay, there's a baby. It's one or the other. I
just
don't
figure
know.
If someone's crying in the back, we could figure it out when we get there.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But I don't do anything in particular. And they're like, oh, is so-and-so always on the right in photographs? I'm like, what? No.
Do you know how hard it is to photograph twins to begin with? Like, we're not taking
Well, I think they were asking me like when they were in car seats, you could pick one up and put it on the side.
But no, you're right though. With photographs, I have heard of a strategy of some parents. They always, whenever they take a photograph, they always put, let's just say, twin A on the left and twin B on the right.
Parents with more patience than me.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work for me.
Well, thanks for joining us today. And for more information about strategies for telling your identicals apart or more information about any of our speakers or panelists, visit the episode page on our website. This conversation continues for members of our Twin Talks Club. And after the show, our panelists will talk about what happens when you do mix up your twins. So for more information about the Twin Talks Club, visit our website, newmommymedia.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Here's a question from one of our listeners. This comes from Stephanie of Virginia. I recently downloaded the Twin Talks app. I travel a lot for my job, and I don't always get a clear internet signal. Is there a way to download episodes and listen to them later?
Hey, Stephanie, this is Sunny. I'm one of the producers on Twin Talks, and thank you so much for downloading our Twin Talks app. We are big fans of our apps because we all listen to apps, and it's a great way to listen to the show on the go when you're out with your little ones. And so downloading the episodes, this is really easy to do because I know, at least personally with me, I don't always get great reception with my phone either. So when you log into the app, you're going to go to the episodes page, which is the main page on the app. And you'll notice next to each episode, there's a little star. Well, when you do have good reception, if you click on that little star, you're going to see this little ring. It turns yellow and this little ring starts to form around the episode. When that ring is complete, so it forms a circle around a star, that means that the episode is downloaded to your app. So regardless of what kind of internet signal you're getting, that's actually on your app. You can listen to it whenever you want. So if you're going to be traveling or you know you're not going to get great reception, you may want to do this ahead of time to be able to listen to the episodes whenever you want. Thanks so much for your question.
And that wraps up our show for today. We appreciate you listening to Twin Talks. Don't forget to check out our sister show, Preggy Pals for Expecting Parents, our show, The Boob Group for Moms Who Breastfeed Their Babies, and Parent Savers, your parenting resource on the go. This is Twin Talks, Parenting Times 2.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating health care problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health, or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified health care provider.
New Mommy Media is expanding our lineup of shows for new and expecting parents. If you have an idea for a new series, or if you're a business or organization interested in joining our network of shows through a co-branded podcast, visit newmommymedia.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, mamas. Don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.